Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Rocket Talk and Circle City Ridicule, all coming up in just a minute.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'd like to do a little song for you.
Oh, a cappella.
You sure? I got my thing here, and I'm going to stand up. What I'd like to do right now is, because my influences go way back, I was a fan of the old radio days. You remember Rudy Valley and such.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I'd like to juxtapose times. I'd like to take a singer from the 30s and do today's rap style, and I'll leave you with this. What do you think?
A little megaphone there.
What up, everybody? What up? Rudy Valley here announcing a new song called I'm Just an East Coast Gangbanger. What up, everybody? What up? What the dealio? Aight. 'Cause I'm just an East Coast gangbanger, dissing the West Coast MCs. And if it comes to pass, I'll bust a cap in their ass, take all them bitches with me. 'Cause I'm just an East Coast gangbanger, hanging with homies and G's. And I hope that tonight I'll uncover a hoe who will get on her knees.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, Chick.
He's in the performance studio. There's Josh Arnold. There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. And Tom, it looks like Josh is amused by an email.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've been roasted by a gentleman who enjoys the Rockettes.
Oh, boy.
Well, let me, again, since Willie missed it, let me set this story up. Yeah, the Rockettes were in the news, the great dancers from Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah, and apparently there's a college, the Boston Conservatory at Berkeley, offering dance classes, Willie, taught by the Rockettes.
Is this Berkeley, E-L-E-Y, or
E-L-E-E?
L-E-E.
The one in Boston.
In Boston.
The class focuses on the dancers' meticulously precise technique based on tap, ballet, and jazz, in which the dancers move and kick in perfect synchronicity.
And I asked, isn't it time that we all acknowledge the fact that the Rockettes are completely talentless?
Yes.
that what they're doing.
I hate to agree with him, but I think he's right.
It is. It's weird and old-timey. When you look at modern dance, what they're doing isn't as impressive.
Exactly. Well, Michael has written in. He's... he says he took his 10-year-old daughter to New York, and they saw the Rockettes and just had a wonderful time. And he says, I realize, Michael's from Chicago, by the way. So yeah. I realize you're a single guy from St. Louis, and your idea of culture is going to a Blues or Cardinals game and pouring a Bush Light into a glass instead of drinking it straight from the can.
Nice.
I'll have you know I do drink it straight from the can, Michael. Try to be a little more open-minded, sir.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. And he says about entertainment experiences you've never actually had the pleasure of enjoying. I have seen the Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall. We had to go with our show choir.
We had to go. I hear that.
And then we got to tour the Radio City, which was really cool. And we got to meet a couple of Rockettes. And I'll be honest, I wasn't so impressed by the dancing, but I was like 16 or 17. I was horny the whole time.
A lot of legs to deal with.
Just, and a lot of that side pelvis. You know,
yeah.
You know that.
It's like, is it butt? Is it thigh?
Just a magical place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magical place.
Big fan.
Were there, and I suppose most of the fellas in the show choir.
Oh, here
not,
we go.
We're not similarly.
There we go.
Okay. Aroused.
Only two that I can think of.
Okay.
And they, that wasn't even verified. It was just assumed.
Well, no, I mean, those Rockettes, that looks like an incredible workout. I'm surprised that hasn't become one of those fads. Remember how stripper poles became a workout fad for a while?
Yeah.
That'd be, can you imagine?
I mean,
that'd be, that's very physical.
Any dance, there are tons of dance classes that would,
Nothing would be funnier than
high kick like that unless you've got a lot of experience.
That's the stretching, thing. Yeah.
Be great. Yeah. Yoga pants and
whatever
and
you guys say.
Dancing.
Whatever, I'm with Josh on this one.
Okay. Yeah, oh yeah, they're kicking again. Look at that. Oh, they're spinning.
Maybe if they could guest on the Broadway show Stomp, they really have something there.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Banging trash cans and kicking.
I'll bet the smallest Rockette could come in here and one kick have you on your ass.
Not saying that she couldn't
sobbing.
Beat me up.
How does that...
not saying she couldn't beat us up.
Have a place in this discussion that one of the topics could
beat somebody up. I think you're implying
that
it's not difficult to do, I think.
I'm not.
Then, of course, Willie, you'll like this. I know
Josh,
you love,
the door.
You love Jack Black. I'm suggesting a movie, a sequel, if you will. It would be called School of Rockettes. Very similar to School of Rock, kind of a love story.
They could do it.
Is he the same character? Is he still Dewey Finn? Is he like a down on his luck rock star?
But he has to dress up like a girl.
Okay.
A Rockette.
It's not that they're not athletic. It's just the Rockettes are pretty much a one-kick pony.
Oh, my gosh.
I like... That was very funny, Josh. I like a chick's notion, though, of Dewey Finn has to dress up as a woman and join the record. That, can you... Jack Black, he could make that
America
funny.
America loves guys dressing up like women.
But Jack Black, he could make almost anything funny. But.
The makeup and the whole thing.
England really loves guys dressing up as women.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You know what goes where. I learned that in Eton.
That's how they did Shakespeare back in the day.
Sure.
All men, yeah.
Well, no,
well, there weren't
women
can't act.
Yeah, there aren't any women.
Oh,
you seen Meryl Streep? Garbage.
What a perfect example.
I have a Polish accent. I have a Southern accent.
I'm really a genius. Okay, let's move forward here. We have Mr. McGee at the sports desk right now.
NFL news yesterday. You remember when the Indianapolis Colts decided to hire the Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator, a guy by the name of Frank Reich, and, well, they ended up firing him. Well, yesterday the Indianapolis Colts decided that they'd hire the Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen. And now Shane is the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. As Rocky would say, this time for sure! So... Fingers crossed. Okay. And the defensive coordinator of the Eagles, Jonathan Gannon. Jonathan Gannon. Replaced Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona. He's the new head coach of the Cardinals. Cliff Kingsbury sounds like a home cookie recipe, doesn't it? Oh, is that Kingsbury?
Oh, yes.
It's very nice. Very nice.
The Kingsbury is a very sort of elegant sounding name.
Yes. Are you the Cape Cod Kingsburys?
No, we're from Cape Cod. No,
We're the DeLand, Florida Kingsburys.
Oh, how lovely, white trash.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
No. We once summered in Daytona Beach.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, no.
Honey, the rates are better when it's not race week. That refers to the Daytona 500, by the way.
It is race week. Yeah, good.
I know it is.
I think I erased my car horn by accident.
Oh, let's get that going again.
I thought we agreed we weren't going to do the car horn. It annoys people.
That guy got mad, yeah.
No, Dean likes reading the emails and texts about people saying, hey, please stop. I'm in traffic.
Right? Maybe you accidentally erased the car horn.
Okay.
We are being soundly ignored.
Oh, yeah.
Would you? Literally.
Oh, yeah.
Soundly ignored.
Yeah.
Soundly.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chance. chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
I thought we were going to meet Johnny Loudone. And we need to, can you explain to Willie how this happened?
We already met him.
Well, we need to be introduced.
I
don't know why, because the entire focus of the show, when you introduced Johnny Loudone, switched right over to you, buddy.
Which you love.
Have you?
I do love that.
Do you remember when Garth Brooks did the Chris Gaines thing?
Yeah, sure. It's his like alter ego. Yeah.
Pat Godwin is not Pat Godwin anymore. He's Johnny Loudon.
Mr. Loudon.
But let me point this out. We did not know about this.
Nope.
We merely asked Pat if he would play one of his real songs, because for a decade, Pat was a, one would say, a traditional stand-up on stage with a guitar.
Yeah, 22 to 32. My first open mic in comedy, I was 33.
This came up last week. And all of a sudden, Pat had all these songs that none of us had ever heard.
And I asked Pat if he'd played any romantic songs for his girlfriend. And by the way, how'd you do last night? Did you have a good night?
Oh, we had a family thing on my end, so we're gonna do something in the future.
You've postponed it.
I will get the guest room ready.
And I will remain silent right now.
I don't have a guest room, but you're welcome to stay at Josh's.
Real quick, not to put any sort of curse on your relationship, but if Pat does end up in Josh's guest room, can we have Noah film it? Just do a whole real world thing?
Yeah.
Can these two live together without driving each other crazy?
I think you'd all be surprised at how patient I am.
I don't know what that means, but I enjoy it.
Case in point.
With someone in your space.
Sure.
Hey, Pat, this is my yogurt. I wrote Josh on the top of it and on the side of it. Josh is written just everywhere.
Do you remember not that long ago when I accidentally left a cupboard door open in the break room? The hell I caught from one Josh Arnold?
Wait. You're claiming that's only happened once?
If we're calling people out,
I'm irresponsible.
I would like to know what world Willie lives in where he thinks Josh has yogurt at his house. I think you meant to say pizza box.
There might be some frozen yogurt.
Did you mean to say pizza box instead of yogurt?
Yes.
When your mouth.
Or Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Quite clearly. I just figured that's something that can be shared.
Like a good vanilla Greek yogurt?
I think it's very tasty. I'm with you on that.
Willie. Especially on top of a nice glazed Krispy Kreme donut.
Right. It's the Rockettes kicking high
you made
in
it
air.
A month and a half, pal.
These are just personal attacks.
So sorry.
Congratulations.
I was trying to help.
The restraint he's practiced.
Hey, Willie, see the Rockettes kicking their way high in the air? See that?
That's why the music's so loud.
We call that a can-can, sweetheart.
Yeah, I can. I can fart all right. Yeah.
I bet there are members of the Rockettes that have horror stories. Because when you've got that many people linked together, if anything goes wrong...
they all fall down like dominoes.
Yeah, someone has to either be sick or...
I think you're right, though. I think some of the Rockettes that make extra money are whores. Yeah.
And you know their menses is all synced up.
Which you guys...
I'm just saying.
Come on.
Four or five nights out of the year you don't want to go see.
You said horror stories.
They're incredible athletes.
I'm the one that... incredibly athletic. I don't know why you're picking on me.
I can't believe that Mike Mark hasn't come in here. You know, his wife.
Oh, he told me. I heard about it.
Why, what is this?
My wife's friend is a Rockette. I'm going to tell her what you said.
give her a signed tampon. Say, hey, the next time it's a cotton string night, you're ready.
Yeah, honey, signed, why don't you go have a period, okay?
Could we get to the song? So the point is, Willie.
Yeah, Johnny Loud Guy.
Well, I bet when they're all on the period.
Oh, excuse me. No. It's not Johnny Loud Guy. No. Of course.
Johnny Loud One.
Johnny Loud One.
Willie, we didn't know about this character. It wasn't like when he he comes out and does, you know, catch a Tory statutory. This is, he was doing
catch a Tory statutory.
Luigi accusatory.
Oh, sorry, Luigi accusatory. The point is, this, he didn't introduce this character. This is a genuine song he wrote when he was young.
I love all Pat's songs, and I don't like that we just make fun of his, you know, the his serious songwriting that he
does. Well, then you're going to have to get out during this, because it's going to get brutal.
No, nobody's early lyrics can withstand this scrutiny.
Seriously, Willie, and this is like a really sad song.
Willie, let me read this letter.
Really,
but it's barely
song.
A song.
This letter comes to us from Jason. He writes, I have been listening to the Bob and Tom Show for over 30 years.
Hey, me too.
Me too.
I live in northern Nevada. I'm a faithful listener on my morning commute. I have never laughed harder than I did this morning when you critiqued Pat's songs.
Oh, yeah.
This must become a daily segment as we move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not thank you. Thank you, Jason. Now, just...
I don't enjoy any part of this.
Buddy, that makes it better.
You have to know that kicks
should have never told us that.
Pat, again, these are this is a lovely melody, but this is you were a kid when you wrote this.
Yeah, nobody's lyrics can withstand this kind of scrutiny. I mean, warm smell of Kalitas, bad sneakers, and a pina colada, my friend.
You'd poetry.
Are you comparing
yes, I am.
To Hotel California?
Yes, I did, apparently.
Don Henley wrote those. They're very good. Okay, go. Just play a little bit of the song for Willie.
Oh, yeah. See, this part's okay.
I love this.
I didn't even start it.
A little finger picking.
Ripped off by Sade. But...
it was way before Sade.
James Taylor asked.
I prefer calling her Sade.
Throw the seed among the stone.
Seed among the stones.
And watch how wild it's grown.
It hasn't. Tell him the stone.
Tough and twisted. Something's missing, and it shows.
So if it's missing, how can it show?
It has exactly.
It makes no sense.
Johnny Loud won loads of fun.
Johnny Loud won loads of fun. This character comes out of nowhere. This is like Alvin Tostig in that stupid Elton John song.
You see, it's me, though.
Who the hell's Alvin Tostig?
Because I'm the party
Johnny
guy.
Johnny Loud,
the
he's
guy.
The fun guy.
Johnny
Loud.
Yeah, Johnny.
Now
laugh.
He's sad. Okay,
exactly.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Love.
Johnny Loud won loads of fun.
Smokey Robinson has lost.
That sentence missing something, Judge?
Who'd have thought he'd be the one to be drowning? No more clowning.
No more clowning.
Throw him a line.
No, hence the album cover with the drowning clown.
No, I figured.
But there's no one on the beach.
So there's a beach now.
Yeah. Stones. Let him.
No one in the boat.
No.
There's a boat. Yeah.
So it's sink or swim.
Sink or swim.
Too tired. Float.
Oh,
Josh, Cinco de Mayo.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like Cinco de Mayo.
All the lifeguards left their chair.
So the lifeguards just off duty. Did
hey,
you?
Anybody there?
Yeah, Johnny Loudwin can take care of himself.
Because it sure ain't looking pretty.
No, it ain't looking
here in Circle City tonight.
No, Circle City is on the ocean. Apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
I was in the Midwest.
What part of the ocean is in the Midwest? Maybe you.
I think many, he said it was a lake, remember? Many,
he wrote this in a Joe's Crab Shack.
No, isn't there a line coming up about lakes. The rising tide?
Hold on.
The tidal. Who can forget the tidal waters of Lake Superior?
Bad drunk at the bar at Joe's Crab Shack. Hey, what rhymes with drowning?
Frowning?
Keep going. No, keep
drunk
going.
At a
we're enjoying this. Keep
all right,
going.
Fine. And the calls. Oh, no. When it rains, it pours.
More than salt.
Yeah. Salt on open sores. Yes, everything at once. Never one at a time.
It's raining salt water on this guy who's drowning in the
vague
ocean.
Vague and trite.
In the ocean in the middle. He's in the middle of Indiana, drowning in the ocean, and it's raining salt water.
This is a single on the radio in 1982. I'll tell you
raining, right. Yeah, I bet that station went off the air.
WKRZ.
The Sunday PM.
I need a picture.
It was on Sunday morning at 3 a.m.
The jockey holding a newspaper of that day.
And the calls catch no one. Here.
Oh, this is him calling for help.
Because no one wants to hear.
No one wants to hear.
But he cries anyway. Here comes the tide.
Uh-oh.
That's the tide that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But there's no one on the beach. No one in the boat.
No one.
swim.
Sink or swim.
Too tired to float.
Oh,
Josh made the mention that when you float,
floating takes very okay. little effort.
All the lifeguards left the chair.
Lifeguards out of the chair.
And I'm mocking myself now. Hey, anybody there?
See, it's fun, isn't it?
Because it sure ain't looking pretty.
No, no.
Here in Circle City tonight.
For help,
it really means it. Oh, it sure pretty here in Circle City tonight.
I would believe it was a call for help in 1982, and it was still here.
As you know, I often act as the Ezra Pound to Pat's T.S. Eliot, and like to edit. First thing we do is we rhyme shore with whore. That's going to improve the song right there. And then,
yes, I'll get
the phone?
That. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom Show.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Is Pat there?
Yes, yeah, Pat's here.
Pat, it's me, Johnny. Pat, it's Johnny Loudwater.
Oh, my gosh.
Old friends.
Pat, I'm alive, man. I didn't drown. I'm alive.
Well, that's great.
Well, then my song helped that.
Where do you live now, Johnny? Are you living on the ocean still?
No, man, I live in Circle City.
Oh, you never
got away, did you? Oh.
Little spot in Glendale.
Oh, man. Pat.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you trying to change the story of the song, but I know it's a tribute to our beautiful lovemaking.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Is that why you're allowed one?
What a wonderful, magical time. But, man, I'm still alive. We can get together, man.
Hang up on John.
What do you mean? We're not going to get together?
He's still hanging on to hope.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars. This time, Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.